It was 126 days ago since
that's
our
a long
last
time.
Podcast. Oh, and I'm our team is pent up with opinions and pontifications on our first podcast of 2020. A few of us.
2021.
2021.
2021.
2021. I didn't even find that part.
I missed New Year's. What day is it? A few of us have been promoted to new coaching duties. Some of us have been vaccinated. One of us had a season that never was. One of us has an update on our fan base, ever-growing fan base. One of us loves golf. One of us doesn't think golf is a sport. Mm-hmm. But all of us are a little chubbier than we were a year ago. Tonight on the podcast, we have Coaching Them Up with Andy C. Coach Andy C. The better-looking Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott.
He's having a rough one.
It was a Joe Dirt.
He's got a lot of practice.
Dierte.
Sean McDermott.
McDierte.
Coach Ryan Hutch Hutchins. Our golf guru in the most pent up, not as in a penthouse, pent up as in blue balls or something. Cast member, Seriously, with Glenn Sear. Maine's greatest assistant JV softball coach. Jason, that Max Maxwell. With his Mad Max's minutes. And the greatest voice in podcasting, the producer, the inventor, the backyard ice pond builder, my brother, Tim, and yours truly, Johnny Ike on the mic. Let's go.
I just realized I left my phone in the car that has my coach's C's thing, so I'll be right back.
That wasn't very long. That was...
John, can you do that again?
That was lackluster.
Should I do it again?
No, please, God, no.
It's 120.
Oh, it's a lot of days.
It's 3 months.
Let's not pretend like you haven't done that 700 times in the car.
I practiced it once. Then I screwed it up.
Yeah.
And then I did it the third time.
And then you did it again.
Screwed it up again.
Mm-hmm.
But welcome back, Tim.
Yeah, feels good to be back.
It's great to see you. Although I saw you last night.
Yeah.
Glenn, I haven't seen you in a long time, my friend.
I understand, and I just want to let you know that we're having some trouble with the John Izhardt fan club.
Okay.
Oh.
We'll work it out.
Let's hear more about it.
We'll work it out.
Hutch, good to see you. Nice playoff run by your team.
Yeah, you know, it's a strong team.
You guys didn't lose a single match, did you?
No, we were undefeated. No?
Awesome.
I was talking about the Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
That too.
His was the season that never was. They thought they were going to have a season, and then they thought they were going to have a season, and then there was no season.
There was no season. Yeah.
So he didn't look undefeated, Matt, Hutch.
He's just having a rough start. Are you
I've
okay?
only had one beer.
You need about three more, and maybe it'll normalize.
Did Andy put something in that?
In our favorite.
Yeah, and then he left. Oh, I left my phone in the car.
Assistant to the general manager, assistant to the JV softball coach, Mad Max. All decked out in Falmouth stuff.
Technically, I'm the assistant to the assistant JV and varsity.
Oh, wow. Some of us did get promotions.
Yes. He's your uncle's father's brother's cousin's former roommate.
Lover.
We're kind of doing a coach by committee this year. There's five of us.
Okay.
And we're all pretty much at everything.
Okay. It's good. The Falmouth team, you've got... Great numbers over there. You got
28 girls.
28 girls. That's excellent. So
up from five 3 years ago.
Future, that's pretty good.
The future is bright. And our newly promoted varsity baseball coach at the Bunks, Kennebunk. And does that include Kennebunkport as well?
And Arundel.
Oh, and Arundel. Okay.
What?
All right. There you go. So Coach Andy Coulomb here on the podcast.
Happy to be here.
I'm glad you are.
I'm not leaving my wallet this time.
I thought that's why you left your phone in the car. That's why you had to go get it.
So we've been staying up.
So you got to stop for a second.
Okay.
Because there's also another new coach in the room.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
John, John, you got, is that a promotion? I don't know if that, is that a promotion?
I think anytime you take on a varsity role, it's a demotion.
Yes.
The best, best jobs are assistant to the assistant to the assistant JV coach.
Could not agree.
Raffy Devers into the bullpen.
And it is, did I say the date?
I don't know.
I'm on vacation.
All I know is
April
22nd.
26 days.
Second.
2020.
2020 plus one.
So you are the Greeley, what is it? How, what, is it co-coach? Is it assistant to the yourself?
I am, no. I am the co-head coach of the Greeley girls softball team.
Congratulations.
The Rangerettes?
Yes. And I love my team. I got great kids. I got great parents so far, parents. And I'm co-coaching with Daryl Ronsley.
You know what's kind of cool is there's a girl, coincidentally, there's a girl on that team that has the same last name as you do.
Yes, and also there's a girl on the team with the same last name as Coach Ronsley. So
that's really interesting.
Hence 2-4, how we were appointed, applied. So the athletic director called both of us and said, hey, do you guys, can you do this? Uh-huh. And we said, try to find someone better. And there was only 2 weeks. And I'm sure he could have found someone better than me.
Yeah.
But there was only a couple weeks. So
right.
So both Daryl and I have helped out the last, oh boy, I don't know, off and on for about 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah.
So we know the kids and the program and all that stuff. So, but having a lot of fun. Took this week off, and so far we're.
How the hell did you get through the background check and the fingerprinting?
That's a good point.
Well, that's a good question.
The fingerprints haven't come back yet.
Apparently,
takes a while when you have a sheet that long.
Apparently, the athletic director does not listen to this podcast.
They didn't call any former players for references.
They did not.
Either,
I didn't put any down. That's why I didn't call them. I put down my mom.
How? Speaking of that,
Lindsay,
how is your mother?
Oh. She died.
Don't tease him.
No, she
That's
didn't.
A horrible thing.
No, she didn't.
Well, she looks great because she just let me in.
I must have just seen a ghost.
No, she's
I haven't
doing
seen
fantastic.
Her mom in a year.
She's doing fantastic.
That's great.
She misses you.
She's still cooking bread.
Yes.
She still lives here.
She does?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's a sweetheart.
Yes. She's a wonderful human.
She's one of the only good Eisenharts around
here.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
She's a saint. She is a saint.
She's still here, yeah.
Is that why she wishes she was dead?
Could be. Every night she goes to bed.
We have a healthy banter, you, me, and my mom. Mom, give me some milk!
Meatloaf!
Meatloaf! So we have not been podcasting, but we have been. We've had a wonderful text.
Do we need to tell everybody why.
Why? Why?
Why we haven't been podcasting?
Why
the pandemic?
No. First of all, we had a big fight, all of us.
We did.
And we got over that.
Yeah.
We all got drunk. We all got friends again.
Hold on. All of us?
When did we fight?
Did we fight?
I don't dry your meeting peanuts right now.
I don't think Hutch and I did anything.
I just got a mouthful of nuts right now. You can't talk.
They're salty.
Peach sweaty balls.
And then Tim had to go away for a while, you know.
I had to get my tan on.
Prison. Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't prison. It's called Florida. It's pretty much the same thing.
Although it felt like prison, right? When you're standing in those lines. And
yeah,
everyone,
it did. It felt
everyone
like
is in Florida.
Every human being, and they brought their kids and their mothers and their aunts, and none of them think that there's a pandemic going on.
No, there's no pandemic.
You know how hard it is to go through Universal and try to dodge people?
Did they make you stand like 6 feet apart in the line?
They tried to, but the problem is they don't have enough people that are willing to work right now.
Gotcha.
So they can't get anybody to work the line. So some of the rides were closed down because they just couldn't run them safely.
Wow.
So they had to, you know, like some of the kiosks weren't open and the restaurants weren't open, but, you know, the boys didn't care. They were like, 3 hours, no problem. We'll go do something else for 3 hours. But they do this virtual line thing now. Do you know what the virtual line is?
No.
It's like when you go to the movie theater. You buy your ticket before you show up.
Yeah, okay. and then it counts down, and then it buzzes you when you're ready to go.
So like when you're at a restaurant, you get the little coaster that goes...
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
That's fucking
It
that's
is
amazing.
Good, but 3 hours is a long time. But the problem is once you buzz in... math teacher. He's really good. So when you buzz in, you can't buzz in anywhere else. So you can't go on other rides while you're waiting for that ride. You have to wait for that ride for your turn on that ride. Ooh. So you can't buzz into
not
several.
As good as we all thought originally.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So there's some kinks to be worked out.
There are definitely some
actually,
kinks.
Actually, think about it. It's a good business move, right? Because you could go be buying popcorn or you know, you could be.
Yeah, if everything was open, all the restaurants were open and all that stuff, you could go grab a bite to eat. But 3 hours to wait to go on a ride, you've done something wrong as an organization, I think.
Yep.
You've overcrowded the park.
Or you did something wrong as parents.
Yeah. Bringing your kids one there.
The tomato.
Or you can pay the $500 a ticket extra for the fast.
Oh, jeez. I know. That's.
Well, I'd say Universal, they rip you off for that.
They're brutal. I'll never go back.
Disney one's not that bad.
No, I'll never go back to Universal.
It was insane.
It's all about the money. Every stitch of it is about the money.
Did you go to Islands of Adventure or just Universal?
We went to all three of the parks. So we went, not Islands of Adventure, but we went to Volcano Bay. Mm. What's the other one? Is Islands of Adventure one of them?
It's the one that has like all the rides at Universal, like the roller coasters.
So we went
stuff.
On that one, and then we went on the regular Universal.
Did
with
you
all the,
go
the movie
on the
themes.
Hulk coaster
John
that
went on
shoots you out?
John went on that about 17 times. That's
I
the only
was not
ride
prepared.
He wanted to go.
You know, usually you have the, you know, click, 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 yeah. click. Nope, you just hop in the seat and you're gone.
Yeah, and they shoot you straight up.
Yep.
And at the end of it, there's this big light at the end of the tunnel. That goes, and then you, like, they just, you just, you're nonstop twisting, turning, and
yeah,
doing loops.
Like, I was just still in shock from, you know, the initial takeoff. And I was like, what just happened?
They have a thing.
I threw up just listening to that.
They have a thing where they catch the phones and the wallets.
Yeah, the nets.
Is the net still there?
Yeah. But they were scanning people this time. They scanned everybody going onto all those rides now.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing that they did do is they make you pay $3 to rent a locker before you go on. They, first of all, they tell you you can't bring it on. Mm-hmm. Then they charge you $3 to put it in a locker.
That is a business plan that is great.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Wow. And everybody paid it because everybody waited in line that long. They don't do it at the beginning of the line.
That's
they
like go Planet Fitness charging you $10 a month, and then you go once and then don't cancel it.
Yeah.
Because it's only $10 a month.
Yeah.
Right.
That's correct.
This month I might get there.
Right.
When's that pizza day?
But I will tell you this. It was sunny in 85 the whole time we were down there.
And what was the best day that you had out there?
Oh, easily the beach. We went to Cocoa Beach, and it was awesome.
Watched
a
rocket
launch.
Saw a
rocket launch. Yep. We were eight on the pier, right at the end of the pier on Cocoa Beach. We saw like military choppers go by. It was dynamite. The boys were like, can we go back and ride on the rides? I'm like, God damn it, no, we're staying here. Just one day. Yeah. It was daddy's time. But they had rides down there. Cocoa Beach is awesome because they got, you know, they got their own little roller coaster parks and go-karts and mini golf and all that stuff. So there's plenty to do. But the boys definitely were excited to go back.
Pools in the waves.
Pools galore, yeah.
Did you have a lazy river where you stayed?
We did not, but at Volcano Bay, they have a kick-ass lazy river. But
if I was rich, like, I would have a lazy river.
It was human soup that day. It was because everybody's waiting 3 hours, so what are you going to do? So everybody's sitting in the lazy river. I'm like, we
just don't want to think about.
We are swimming in piss right now.
Yeah.
But the boys had a blast with it.
There you go, in the lazy river.
Yeah.
At least it's moving.
It's moving, and you can go around in circles.
Away from you, but also towards you.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah, so. But it was fun. I'm glad I did it. I'll never do it again. But
you drive?
Or
did
I drove the boys and Amanda flew
again.
Down. Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Did the same damn thing.
Yeah, it was great.
Talk to Tim for
talk about Timmy time. That was awesome.
Yeah, best car ride ever.
Just quiet. Could listen to any podcast I wanted. Talked to my brother for like 4 hours. We should have recorded that.
That would have been a podcast.
That would have been a great podcast because it was just me and you.
Right.
No Glenn
or Max.
Wow. Excuse me. We're the ones who are making this podcast famous for you guys.
John, you just said that to the president of your fan club.
I know.
I know it's a fleeting thing, though.
He tried to escape it by picking on Max, but it didn't work.
So tell us about the stats, Tim. I mean,
we
are like on fire.
I know. Well, I sent out because we got the, you started alluding to the, to the text chain that we got with this group of human beings, which sometimes goes down a rabbit hole, but there's one important one that I sent out that was pretty impressive. We had 500. We've had pretty steady listeners, but they kind of spike and they go all over the place. But we've got a prediction of about 150 listeners, steady listeners per podcast, and we're up over. We're almost at 21,000 total downloads over the last 3 years.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
And it's like an Olympic.
It's almost 7,000 a year, Tim.
I mean,
so, and he teaches Spanish.
El Fuego.
Mathematica.
This is.
I don't even know if that was correct.
Yo,
this
tango.
Podcast has been listened
it's
to
been
in
a
like,
lot of years.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I do help with 7th grade Spanish quite a bit.
See. Yeah. Bueno.
Yep.
This podcast has been listened to in many, many countries. Like
what's the most obscure country?
Like Madagascar.
Like Kazakhstan?
Libya.
Kansas.
how about this one? Trinidad and Tobago.
Portland.
Someone in Trinidad and Tobago listened to the podcast.
We're big in Indonesia, I think. There's at least 4 podcast listeners out there.
Puerto Rico. Bahrain.
Whoa.
I mean, United Arab Emirates. This is like the Olympics.
You know what was a cool one for me in the United States was the Mountain View. Was it Mountain View or Mountain Valley or something?
Mountain View.
Which is what did I say in the thing? Where all the smart people
live. Yeah, that's why by Cupertino.
Yeah. Cupertino. It's Palo Alto area, Cupertino,
like
Sunnyvale.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. We're going big time because we got 3,500 downloads.
That's our biggest area.
Mountain View is, other than Portland?
Yeah.
Is that because like they're Apple listeners, and do you think it like defaults to?
That's what I was thinking.
I wonder. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. When it doesn't really know, right?
Yeah, you don't know who's listening. It does tell you.
But I would like to
what devices and stuff. A lot of people are listening to the actual Buzzsprout, which is our hosting this podcast, sponsored by Buzzsprout. But that one, about 50% of the people are listening through that, and then pretty much everybody else is listening to all of the different streaming services, like the podcast, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify and stuff like that. But that was a pretty cool stat too.
Stitcher?
Stitcher is the second to last, but we're on 6, and Stitcher was second to last, but Spotify was right in the middle, Apple Podcasts was second, and then Buzzsprout, the actual browser, was number one.
So with all of this listenership, why do I have to leave my wallet here?
It's because of your wallet that we have
we've
been sponsored the last 3 years.
We are operating at a deficit. But
we still don't know where that thing is.
Whoa. Tim, actually,
we have a new sponsor.
Oh.
The John Andrew Eisenhart Foundation. If you'd like to make a donation, call 1-800-555-555-555 right now.
Center for Grieving Podcasters.
Hey, you know who? No, we have 3,000 listens in Manhattan.
In Manhattan?
Manhattan. Manhattan.
I love the Yankees. I love the Mets.
Our third is Portland, Maine. Portland, Maine's not even on the top.
Yeah, people know us here. That's why.
And then... Do you see this? What's this? Willy Wonka, Illinois. Is that right? Is there a Willy Wonka?
I don't. Probably.
Do they have the
Winnetonka? I don't know. Someplace in Illinois.
How's the listenership in Falmouth South?
No one's listening in
Falmouth. It's the strongest listenership. There's one in Cumberland, too, that's really strange.
Like I said, we've been doing a little bit of texting back and forth, and one of the hottest topics I want to talk about, and you guys started it, and it's been bothering me a lot because
you're on vacation and
time
to think
about
it.
Because the Red Sox started 0-3, and I was like, thank God, I don't have to watch them the rest of the year. Right. I just won't watch them because I think last year I probably watched, how many games did they play? 40, 50? 50 games. Yeah. I think I watched like maybe 2, and I didn't know any players on the team.
Yeah,
like,
I watched 4 innings last year. Yep.
But spring is sprung, and I'm there sucker watching on opening day, and they lose first 3 games
to the Orioles.
But then I like I'm done. I'm out. I'm out. And then all of a sudden they went on like they won 9 games.
Right.
So
yeah.
So started watching again, and then I realized why I don't like watching.
Yeah.
I mean, I like watching the games, but I don't like listening anymore.
No.
Because I just...
I'm fine listening if one person isn't on the broadcast.
The Eck. He's terrible.
He's awful.
The Eck is awful.
Awful.
I don't want to hear about somebody has a pair of shoes and...
Right.
Salad.
3-run Johnson.
Cheese.
That's paint. What that is right there.
Paint. Like, absolute paint.
Like, paint. Like, Jesus. There's no...
Stuck in the 80s.
He also brings nothing informative.
Well,
like, it's just, you know... He's just spewing crap. But then, like, when you listen to the radio, you've got Merlone and Castiglione.
Yes.
Merlone is like, last night, Richards was awful. He couldn't find the strike zone. And Eck was like, well, Jesus, he's all over the place. He can't find it. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Yes. We all can see that.
And break down why.
Right? Yeah. Marloni's on the radio going, he doesn't throw out of the same arm slot. He can't he can't stay consistent. And I'm like, well, geez, why can't you be on TV? Because then I'll watch it.
Well, that was a great thing about Remy. You got the yucks, but you also got what could happen. Oh, this is
speaking to the mic.
This is a this is a 2-1 count here. You know, this could be a hit and run right here. You know, and then lo and behold, you get a hit and run.
Short people got no.
My mic was a little.
It was a little low.
Wasn't quite long enough.
Yeah.
He was pulling a max.
Surprisingly, I wasn't yelling into it.
Oh, no, you were.
Oh, I was?
Yes.
Oh, is that why?
That's okay. That's I like it better where you are now. Your diaphragm is expanded now.
You were licking it, too, but we're not going to talk about that.
I like it better now because it blocks half his face.
You know what I miss? What this came up in the text chain as well. I miss the Orsillo and Remy days.
Oh, my God.
I watched the game as much to listen to those two as I did to watch the Red Sox. And they were a fun team to watch.
They were going to laugh about something.
Oh, and they got going and they couldn't stop. They
couldn't stop. I would get calls from friends like they're down 8-0, 9-0, 10-0, or they're up 14-0. And Buddy would call and say, are you watching the game? I'm like, well, no, they're winning big. He's like, they're laughing about some fan in the stands. They're laughing about some
fan. Oh, my God.
When social media.
6 months for my wife and I, by the way.
They said, I'll give them 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You guys were on.
Yeah.
They saw you on TV.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah. Remy and Orsillo, like, you know, I'm like a tiny little piece of that history, but they
commented
they
on
said,
your.
They said, you know, I don't know. It's a quick courtship. I don't know. Maybe like 6 months.
That's all they loved
you
about
outlasted
those guys.
Them.
No. So my dad hates Jerry Remy. Hates him.
Really?
Not because of his broadcasting, but.
His playing days.
Pat, no. Little altercation in the airport. Ooh, I mean, in the hotel lobby in Baltimore.
Oh, interesting. My. Interesting. Wow. Did he snub nice. The kids?
So, no.
Do tell.
We were in Baltimore going to games when we were kids because it was way cheaper to go to.
It was cheaper to drive to Baltimore.
It was cheaper to fly, stay in a hotel, and go to a game than it was to just go to Fenway.
Buy four tickets
right?
to Fenway.
So we stayed in the same hotel that the players do, and it's attached to a mall. And we were in the lobby, and we were going into the mall, and my dad opens up the door, and we walk through, and then he holds the door open for a few people. And from the gift shop out into the mall walks Jerry Remy. And my dad was like, hey, asshole, say thank you.
he really?
He just walked right through.
Did he know who it was?
Oh, yeah. Just so no we go problem. To the game. Wow. We go to the game that night. We're there early. We've got great seats. I'm looking around. There's the Nesson booth, so Remy's standing in the window and he's waving. My dad's still screaming at him.
That's awesome.
Your dad is so mild tempered. I just can't. Picture that either.
Well, there was one. It was just like everybody. Thank you. You know, we were raised. Somebody holds the door open for you. You thank them. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And he was just. Who do you think you are?
I love it. Love it. Didn't care who he was. My dislike for X started when AJ and when he was little. He was like 8 years old, and his cousin Charlie was with him. And I was like, hey, this is Dennis Eckersley. Why don't you guys go see if you can get his autograph? Well, X was getting on the elevator to go up to the broadcast. And so I was kind of watching them, and I said, better you guys go without me kind of thing. So kind of watching them off in the distance, and just two cute little kids with Red Sox stuff on, and no one was around, right? So it wasn't there was any kind of show that he could put on, and he was like, no, he goes, I can't do it. He couldn't sign one autograph before he got on the elevator. It wasn't like so. My point is, though, it wouldn't have like caused a bunch of people to come over and want X autograph. Two little kids. He's like, nope. And so I said, how did it go? The kids goes, he wouldn't. He had to get on the elevator. He wouldn't give us his autograph. Like that, he's.
He's dead to me.
You're done.
You are now dead to me.
Yeah. Hey, when no one's looking. Can somebody let Hutch in? He just texted us.
Yes. Let's let him in. Hi, Hutch.
Welcome, Hutch.
It's a good thing Gangan was here.
You don't read the text. It said, just come in the front door, beers in the fridge.
No, it said, like, there's beers in the fridge.
Well, then if there's beers in the fridge, then that means just come right in. That's what that means.
But, like, when I went, you know, but I thought it was, like, in the garage.
Yeah, but we
yeah,
have a,
you we, usually we do get the
we have a
the
front
garage.
Door, so we had that put on during COVID. We actually have two front doors. Actually, is one in the middle of the house, and then there's actually a front front.
Isn't that a prerequisite for Falmouth South?
Right. You have to have a front door.
So the next time you mention living in Portland, you don't live in Portland.
Did you notice that he still had his Christmas lights on?
Oh, my God.
I didn't.
I think that's amazing.
That's on my to-do list this
week. That's terrible.
I'm on vacation this week.
Look at that, July.
That actually gives me a visceral. I get angry at people who do that.
I don't turn them on.
I know, but John, it's friggin' April.
It's been cold. I put those up in November
when
it was warm.
He's still hoping Santa will come.
That was good, right? I put them up when they were warm. Normally, I'm out there swearing my ass off, and it's like zero, you know, minus 28, and I'm up there stapling my thumb to the side of the house.
Clark Griswold.
And,
hey, what are the chances he brought his lawnmower or his snowblower in to get service?
Not a chance.
I don't need to. I can fix it myself. Okay. This has been discussed on this podcast. John, I don't need those idiots over there. Someone brought it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely not. We're not getting Yerkes as a sponsor.
You get yours to get maintained. You could buy a new mower.
Whatever.
Two of them. You could buy two new mowers.
I know. Whatever. Hey, I'm riding. I'm happy.
You're riding?
Have you
mowed your lawn yet?
No.
I haven't either.
No.
But
it's going to be this week, yeah.
John, I want to tell you something. I'm a president of your fan club, and I just want to tell you the truth. We need to be honest with each other.
Let's just make it a therapy session.
Okay,
tell
I
me
understand, but I had to pee in your bird bath before I came in. So, don't wash your hands out there tomorrow.
Oh, by the way, speaking of it being April.
Yes.
Ms. Potter-Maxwell III reminded me that, remember we had... You know, everyone was like last year, like, how long do you think this pandemic's going to go on?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that I predicted we would be back to normal by Easter.
Uh-huh.
I said I meant Easter 2022.
Okay. I was thinking about this today. And, of course, we all knew who won that.
Me.
Me. You were
Tim?
No.
Back off.
No,
John won.
It was me. It was. Yeah, I said exactly. September. I said Labor Day.
Right. I said 2021.
Do you remember?
But we're all wrong. Actually, whoever said July 4th, I think that's going to be...
That was Mr. Coulomb.
Mr. Coulomb. But he had the wrong year. He was
I don't know.
In your intro, you still said 2020. So.
Yeah, it's 2020 as far as I'm concerned.
That's true.
Forgot about that.
All right, so we got Seriously with Glenn Sear coming up.
I don't want to be first.
We'll go. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go coach him up with Andy C.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
And we'll be right back with that.
Pee break.
All right, we are back, and after 126 days, well, actually, is it probably even longer? Because Coach Andy C. Oh, we're gonna turn the Red Sox off. You guys are.
Do you want to leave it on, or you want
to? I like the background. Sox in the background. Probably have to pay Nesson a royalty fee or something.
Yeah.
Eck needs a new pair of shoes.
Eck, yeah, some salad on that.
He needs a new pen.
Jesus,
so
tell
he can
us
sign
what's going to happen,
he
not
needs,
what just happened.
He needs some paint.
John, it's a freaking remote. Press mute.
Jesus. You need new batteries?
There's too many buttons on this thing. I don't even know what I'm...
Holy
this newfangled technology.
Look at all these buttons.
Oh, there's a mute.
I'm the president of Dumbass University. It's mute.
Old man, why don't you tell me to get off the lawn while you're at it? Jesus.
Old man, I'm an old man telling people to go. Andy, I'm glad you're here because the rest of these morons don't have a brain cell between all of them. So thank you for joining us.
At least I know how a remote works.
And now here.
I resemble that remark.
I was taught by
Coach him up with Andy C.
Which explains a lot.
No. Coach him up with Coach Andy C.
Oh, put me in coach.
Coach him up.
I got to coach up this woman. Did you guys see the AAU confrontation between a coach, parent, and the referee?
Oh, this is going to be good. No.
Oh, if this podcast had video capabilities.
Did they walk into a bar?
with a priest.
No, they walked into fists.
Nice.
This was in Indiana. There was a call that the coach disagreed with. Now, her team was trailing 34-12, 16 seconds left in the first quarter. So I'm going to say that she probably was pissed off for other reasons.
Yes.
Disagreed with a call by the referee. had had enough and issued a technical foul.
Mm-hmm.
The coach decided that that wasn't acceptable and actually grabbed her stuff and told her team as well to take your stuff. We're done. We're not playing
anymore. We're out of here.
Really?
We're out of here. Yep.
Yeah.
And then the ref was just like, what? Like, really? Like, that's kind of poor.
Right.
And the parents became pretty irate as well. And one of them...
Irate that they were leaving?
Irate at the referee.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. They were back in the coach.
Yes, because it was the referee's fault that they were down 34-12.
Uh-huh.
So after the technical foul, everybody's starting to leave. The referee continued to speak with the coach, and then all of a sudden, a spectator approached the referee, and they went into fisticuffs on the field. The referee actually got body slammed.
What?
I believe Tim might have the video up for
holy.
For
you. Oh my god!
The ref
all for $50.
The ref tried to defend himself, but I don't think he was very successful.
Wow.
So anyway, so I got to coach up the coach, and then I got to coach up the spectator.
there's a kid fighting in it too.
I'll let Hutch coach up the referee because clearly he needs it.
Have you guys ever been to an AAU basketball game?
No, I don't believe in going to basketball games.
So in the AAU games, right? So basically,
hello, that's how I get paid on the weekends. Basketball.
They all start at the top of the hour. So there's basically no fouls called. I mean, there's no traveling call. There's no fouls called. Because what does that do? It stops the game.
So it's whoever's, not basketball.
Whoever's running that tournament, their whole main focus is to get all these games in.
It's all scheduled.
Not follow the rules or anything like that. So I think a lot of these kids develop super bad habits. Yes. And they don't learn how to play defense. And they probably travel more than they should. And then they get to the high school season, and then they're not trying to just get out of the gym. They're actually calling it like they see it. But
well, now that John's bogarted my segment.
Well.
I'll get back to coaching up.
Maybe I'll have to coach you up as well.
Do you talk too much?
We're supposed to comment on your...
I'm not done. Can you reserve comment until
Andrew?
I'm finished?
I'll hold off.
I'm the president of his fan club. You better back off.
Nobody is the president of
his fan
club.
He coached you for how long? I think you know he can't wait.
Body slam, I'm glad.
All right. So anyway.
All right.
The coach, first of all.
Actually, Hutch does know how to body slam people. He's a wrestling coach.
Which is why I said he needs to coach the ref.
This is why you sat two chairs away from him.
And then I never sat in the front row of his class either. So this coach... again, be upset with the call, but come on, you're down 34-12. Maybe coach your team how to play defense.
Mm-hmm. Coach them up.
Coach them up. You know, like, let's not blame it on the referee. And second of all, AAU game, clearly they're not calling anything, you know. If they called something, obviously based on your assessment of AAU basketball, it was
I've already said all this stuff.
It was probably probably worth calling. Yeah, you stole my segment.
Stole my segment.
Welcome to the club.
Now I'm going to...
Hey, listen, it's been 126 days. Who's the goddamn star of the show?
Yeah. Tim.
Mm, I like that.
You're right about that.
Who is he? Hasn't been able to interrupt anybody because Ann doesn't let him do that.
So that's the coach. Like, coach up your players. Leave the ref alone.
Yep.
Now, the spectator... first of all,
did he get arrested?
I don't know.
Should be.
The ref threw the first punch. That's the problem.
He was defending himself.
I think the guy was had something in the ref's face, and then the ref smacked his hand.
Was it one of the things that the Bills throw on the field when the Patriots are there?
No, the guy came onto the court.
He overstepped. I mean, he may not have thrown the first punch, but he definitely overstepped.
He came onto the court.
But again, this to me also goes back to the coach, and that's the culture that you're obviously allowing to have happen.
Yes.
So, but the spectator, sit your ass down.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. Enjoy watching your kid play. That's it. Like, I mean, you should be glad you were allowed at the game. Like, we haven't been able to have spectators. This is the first season in Maine that we've had spectators
at
high school.
That's a good
high school
point.
Sports in over a year. Yeah. So.
Andy, know, I don't like, think he's going to be a spectator at those games.
Well, he's also in Indiana, so and he probably
was
doesn't.
Was that at Market Square Arena? It looked like the Pacers logo on the
court. It was at the Pacers Athletic Center, actually, so probably where they practice.
Yeah,
wow. You know what's nuts about that is that AAU didn't really abide by any of the AAU sports. Didn't really abide by the whole mandate. They were playing all the time.
Yeah.
They were playing basketball this winter. They're playing baseball in the spring. They didn't care.
Totally bypassed the whole.
They didn't. Yeah. So the guy was. By the way, the guy was not wearing a mask. And neither was neither was the referee.
I took part in that.
Did you?
Yeah, Lindsay played all summer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Outside though.
Mm. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I was at practice.
Judgmentalized.
I was at practice this morning, and
full disclosure.
I'm pretty sure.
No, keep your clothes on, please.
Was. Pretty sure I wasn't within
40
feet of another person for a good hour today at practice. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you're playing right field, you're not anywhere near anyone.
You're probably not going to pass it on. But we've all been vaccinated here at the table.
Yeah, Max, right. Have you got your second shot yet?
I have not.
Have you got your first one?
Can you please leave? Put your mic down.
So you're hanging out with high school kids. You're unvaccinated.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, none of us can get it, right?
Yeah, you guys are all safe.
We're good.
We're good. Actually,
Glenn
got
his like a year and a half ago.
Yes. Glenn invented the vaccine.
I'm special.
Yeah.
I heard they let the elderly go first, so.
Ooh, I got burned.
I forgot what a dork Glenn is, and I love it. All right, that was Coach 'Em Up with Andy C. Andy, I think we should probably maybe do it together. I thought it was really good. I thought we had good chemistry there.
I don't think Andy agrees.
I think Andy just gave you I'm gonna body slam you look.
I'm honestly speechless. I feel like you just gave me the hand in the bucket speech. because you want my segment.
I didn't bring my segment today.
I've
so
been replaced. That is how fast you can be replaced.
It is. Especially on this podcast.
Stick your hand in the bucket. And as quickly as that hole fills up, that's how fast you can be replaced. I once said that to a group of high school boys. What a jerk. What a jerk.
If you ask any of them what they remember most about you, though, that's going to come up in the top five.
Actually, this is a different topic, but we were talking about this at practice the other day because we actually instituted the Rams hot seat.
Oh, I love it. Yes, it's great. Yes.
And as I'm coming up with questions, I'm reminiscing about the questions that we used to be asked, which was only 12 years ago that this was, a thing. And I'm going, I can't ask that.
No way. Can you say this? Can you say, who on the team would you let date your sister? That was one of the questions.
That was the question I was thinking of. And I'm going, 12 years ago, like, of course, everyone on the team picked the same kid because, well, it was obvious. But I'm like,
it was either Andy or Jack Bell.
So I'm like, I can't ask that question.
Ask it like this. Who on the team would you let date your sister? Or your brother.
You can't say sister or brother, though.
Sibling.
I was like, sibling.
Covers it all.
I was like, can I even ask the boxers and briefs question? Which I did. I was like, you know what? That's about as far as I'm going to go.
That's fine.
That was inappropriate.
It's clothing garment.
I've never been asking that. That's a personal decision. and the varsity baseball coach does not need to know.
But I'm going, I'm like, man, this is how much it's changed. And like, I don't feel like coaching hasn't changed. Like, it's the practice plans, all of that part has changed. It's just how you deal with kids has completely
so
changed.
True.
And like, 12 years ago, you asking me who I would let date my sister, which I don't have, so I didn't really care.
That's true. You don't have a sister.
Right. Yeah.
It was your mom.
It was the...
But
I'm back, baby. I'm back. I started slow, but I'm back.
But like that wouldn't have bothered anybody 12 years ago. No. And I would have been fired.
Your mom was so hot.
I hope she is not.
We had 1 year. Remember the team photo 1 year.
John, you might want to go down a different path here. Let's change the subject.
I think it was your class.
I think it was the year before my class.
What was it? What happened?
I think I know. Are you talking about senior?
Don't say any names.
No. Are you talking about a senior? Senior?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It was the year before.
I know what you're talking about.
The year
before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're done with that.
Tim and I were like,
moving on.
Wait a minute.
Moving on.
Let's
talk about that one when the mics are off.
The Sea Lions, when the three of us were coaching the other.
No.
We instituted the hot seat, and we had to be very, very careful. And we made sure that Kay was very close by. Coach Kay was our
moderator. I mean, a barometer.
She was the worst of all of us. Little did they know.
It achieved the same outcome that it did when we did it as players. Yeah. But I was just like.
It's just the G-rated version.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite pope? Who's your favorite saint?
Did you guys hear about the Bonnie Eagle
custodian?
Custodian, yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait, what? Why is it always Bonnie Eagle? What's the deal with Bonnie Eagle? They always the hell.
Oh, it's such crazy town.
Touching.
That's where Steve from Buxton's up there. That's why.
It's like the Catholic Church up there. For God's sake.
Bonnie Eagle. It's a crazy town. It's actually not a town. It's an area.
You remember that guy that called into the podcast that time?
You do know.
It's like Oxford Hills. It's not a town.
Steve from Bonnie Eagle.
You do know that if you have to explain the joke, it's not funny.
I know, but you got some of you at the
table. You get it?
He's back, baby.
I'm back.
What did... Didn't he? Didn't they say he had put like a phone up in the ceiling tiles?
Oh, I read about this. Yeah,
he was. He had a phone.
This is why I don't get the paper.
He went up into the plenum, right, and was
It was either the girls' bathroom or the locker room. I'm not 100. I don't remember exactly, but he had a phone and he was taking some pictures and.
In the girls' locker room, this is like
he got caught. Yeah, he got caught. I believe, maybe got fired.
Well,
we hope.
It is an area of Bonnie Eagle.
Hey, listen,
put that person in the room with whatever group of dads.
Any dad,
right?
Any dad and that was involved.
That should be his. That'll be his.
Yeah,
that's the punishment. Enough.
That's the punishment.
Yeah.
Any dad who's taken Hutch's body slamming 101, that'll do.
Is it possible his phone fell out of his pocket while he was
He was in the air duct up in the ceiling? Yes.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying you're guilty until proven innocent.
Maybe.
I mean, innocent until proven guilty.
It could have happened, maybe.
Yeah. All right, well, that was eventful. Coach him up with Andy C. Coach Andy C.
John, I'm really concerned.
You are. Whoa. This podcast is down the rat hole.
I'm telling you why. You just said a while ago that most of our listeners aren't even from friggin' Maine. They probably think we're all perverse now. Yeah. What the hell's going on?
Well, they're not wrong.
What?
We just don't want them to think that.
Some of you guys at the table I kind of wouldn't worry about.
Especially one with hats.
It'll come out later. Don't
Tim, I think we should just not even take a break here.
Look. I think that might be the wrong choice of words when you're talking about perverts.
Come out.
It's going to come out later.
Come out. Yeah, it's probably wrong.
All right, the next
That's
segment
fair.
Is
just constructive.
Are you segueing without a segue?
Yes, I am. I'm going straight to Coach McDermott. Coach McDermott's coaching tips.
Tips.
I brought a piece of paper and a pen for him. Here you go.
Coaching tips with Coach McDermott.
This was not brought up in the production meeting.
That's tip. Tips.
Tips.
Can you put your shirt back on, please? Coach McDermott's tits.
Actually, no. He never prepares anything. That's why.
Will's boss. Annual. An annual.
All right,
and that is coaching tips with Coach McDermott.
stay away from the clap.
Strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
Wasn't Cobra that a league of their own?
Oh my God!
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan.
Jimmy Dugan.
Hey, that's good advice.
All right, let's segue.
Segue.
Into Mad Max. His man.
Yes.
All right, we are back.
Wapner.
Wapner's on at 5 p.m. They had to go to the farm. They had to go watch Wapner.
Knock
at All right, we are back, and we have Mad Max's minute.
We're back.
We're back.
We're getting dug back.
But before we go back, we just created a new segment. It's called Coach McDermott's Movie Quotes.
Coach's quotes. Coach McDermott's movie quotes.
All right, Coach McDermott, give us a movie quote, and our listeners will have to.
Again, no prep.
They took the bar? The whole fucking bar?
What movie?
Oh, I'm now telling you?
Yeah.
I thought the listeners
had to tell us.
Oh, Animal House.
Okay.
It was when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
And that was Coach McDermott's movie quotes. That's our newest segment. All right, Mad Max's Minutes.
We actually watched that movie in Spanish class.
Great Spaniel teacher.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Meanwhile, Hutch was on a ladder getting a stapler.
Mi casa es su casa. All right, are we ready?
We are so ready, yes, Max.
Does everybody here know who Justin Fields is?
I do.
Yes.
He's the Ohio State quarterback.
Great cookie.
And he is projected to be... Mrs. Fields cookie. Oh, Mom is a great cookie.
Mother, yeah. All
right.
Mom's. He's going to be projected to be picked in the top 10, Ohio State, 6'4". And, little known fact, this is probably going to steal your thunder.
You already
His
have.
Sister plays for the Georgia Bulldogs. Suck it, Max.
And that was Max.
Which is where Justin Fields transferred from.
Right.
Yes. So his sister, as John alluded to, Jaden Fields.
I didn't allude to. I actually said she was. No.
Her team, the Georgia Bulldogs, were playing the undefeated Oklahoma Sooners softball team on a 40-game win streak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Bulldogs were ranked number 22, mm-hmm. Oklahoma obviously number one. Fields' sister, Jaden, hits a two-run homer in the fourth and in celebration jumps over home plate.
We call that, in Westbrook,
Anthony Delfonso.
Anthony Delfonso.
And, of course, the Oklahoma Sooners saw it. They appealed. No run. So, obviously... The two-run homer, the one run counts, but her run does not. So now the game is tied in extra innings. Guess who gets the game-winning hit and knocks in the run to beat the Sooners?
I watched it last night, Max.
Jaden Fields.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
She went 3 for 5. They knocked off Oklahoma, and John stole 2 segments today.
That was Mad Max's Minutes featuring... John.
He's back.
I'm back, baby. No, I watched the game, Max. Did you guys watch the game live?
No, we were watching a different game, and then they kind of broke in and showed us what was going on in the highlights, and I was like, that's crazy.
We were watching it live, Lindsay and I, and it was incredible. Like, the game was – they were losing 6-4, and they kept talking about how she missed home plate and all that, and then she got it done.
Yeah, she was 3 for 5 in the game.
Yeah. Yep. That Oklahoma team this year is incredible.
Yeah,
They are incredible. They just reload.
I feel like it was good for them to lose
mm-hmm.
because now they've got that feeling, it's out of the way, and now they're angry.
Right.
And now they probably won't lose again.
Right. Absolutely.
I love watching college softball.
Oh.
Nothing better. Nothing awesome. Better.
The pace, the play, the home runs. It's so much fun. You can watch a game in an hour. Just they get the ball, they throw it. I think we've talked about this before. They're not standing outside the batter's box for an hour. You know, adjusting their batting gloves. And I mean, it's really fun sport to watch. Can't wait to watch it in the Olympics. Very excited about the Olympics.
I did watch the Vanderbilt baseball game. Hunter Owens.
How was he doing?
He actually pitched in the game that I watched.
Oh, cool. That's kind of cool.
He threw a third of an inning, came in against a lefty, threw 3 pitches.
Yep.
97,
98, 97. Oh, my gosh.
Got the guy out. Wow. And then he was told, hey, ice up. So,
wow.
Was he throwing 90, 97 when he was in high school?
No. I mean, he was high 80s, low 90s probably.
Once they got him on the steroids, he started throwing 97.
Yeah.
Programmed an allegation.
Oh, sorry, I meant to say
it's
program.
Quite an allegation.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, the Commodores have two main Southern Maine kids on that team.
Okay. Who's another one?
The Tinsman kid from Cape Elizabeth.
He is at Wake Forest.
Is he at Wake Forest?
Oh, yes.
Forest. Close,
he's
though.
Demon Deacons.
Very close.
Deacons. I was close.
All accounts that the Hunter Owen kid is great kid. Great
he's
family.
Awesome kid.
Yeah.
Awesome
you coached kid. Him over the summer, right?
I had one summer. Talk about loving baseball. Like, first kid that shows up, big smile on his face. Mm-hmm. Like, we went to the cow pasture that was the Topsom baseball field that summer, and it was like, you know, 300 all the way around, and he was playing right field, and the ball rolled to the fence in right field, and he picked it up, didn't crow hop, and threw a one hopper to the plate and threw a guy out.
Wow.
And was jacked up over it. Just a great kid. Like, I mean, he'd pick up the dugout after the game just because it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, you didn't have to tell him.
He had Mike Owens is such a good
great coach.
Mike
great.
Is
good
awesome.
Coach. Yeah.
I think Mike's
good guy.
Most bummed out about last season. Like,
he had to be. Yeah.
Well, Noah Lewis is tearing it up at Orono. He's their number two.
Yep.
Yeah. He had the team to beat. They weren't going to lose. Something horrible would have had to happen, an injury or something.
If he had played Kenny McGrams in the playoffs,
that would have been terrible.
That would have been the horrible thing. But
buzzsaw.
For the Rams.
Wasn't Scarborough the defending state champ, and they returned a bunch of people last year too?
I don't know if they returned a bunch. But I know they had their pitching back.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But
I'm not sure
that they had a lot of
depth in the field or at bat.
Position players coming back, yeah.
Well, Andy, you know, this is Max's segment.
You had already moved on. We had...
Max had
it's
already...
It's hard for us to know whose segment it is, John.
It really is.
I thought we were still on the same guys.
Now...
It's like a DBA, like doing business as John Eisenhart.
Now we go back to Coach McDermott with another movie quote.
Another movie quote.
He just keeps throwing you on the spot, Hutch. It's no big deal. Maybe something from
Joe
Anchorman.
Dirt. Something from Joe Dirt.
Can we make requests?
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
I love Lamp.
Brick killed someone with a trident.
Yeah. Meant to talk to you about that, Brick.
You might want to lay low.
Because you're probably going to be charged for murder.
Where did you get a trident?
Has anyone here seen the follow-up to that movie?
It was Anchorman
I've heard
2?
It was awful.
I never watched it because I heard it was awful.
Yeah, Anchorman I watched 2
was so bad. Is that like Dumb and Dumberer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I watched a good movie today. It's called My Idiot Brother.
I don't know.
Tim, you made
I don't
a movie?
Know what to think about that.
Is that a home movie? It was a low-budget flick.
There was a movie called Tim. Did you know that?
No,
it was
actual.
It's about a mentally challenged kid. I'm not kidding either.
Timmy.
All
right, that was Mad Max's minutes, and we're gonna take a quick break here for some commercial messages. We have no commercials.
I told you, John Eisenhart Foundation. Yeah, call 1-800-555-5555.
So we're gonna have people donate to it, and then we're gonna. Use that money redirected towards a podcast?
Can I recoup the money that was stolen from me?
Somebody's going to donate a wallet.
It might be another 126 days. Not even spent in the federal penitentiary.
It's time to take my drunk ass